A Place of Protection, Numbers 35, 6 through 15.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The cities which you shall give to the Levites, they shall be the six cities of refuge, which you shall give for the manslayer to flee to. Besides them, you shall give 42 cities. All the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities together with their suburbs. Concerning the cities which you shall give of the possession of the children of Israel, from the many you shall take many, and from the few you shall take few. Everyone according to his inheritance, which he inherits, shall give some of his cities to the Levites. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, When you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint for yourselves cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person unwittingly may flee there. The cities shall be to you for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer not die until he stands before the congregation for judgment. The cities which you shall give shall be for you six cities of refuge. You shall give three cities beyond the Jordan, and you shall give three cities in the land of Canaan. They shall be cities of refuge for the children of Israel, and for the stranger, and for the foreigner living among them, shall these six cities be for refuge, that everyone who kills any person unwittingly may flee there. Have you ever considered the idea that a legal system can be a place of protection? Our God defined it that way here. God didn't define jails. He defined cities of refuge. Today, I hear a lot about being tough on crime. God is definitely that, as we read many times in the books of Moses so far. Still, God sets up cities of refuge, not jails. In other words, God wants us to be protectors of innocence. These cities were waiting places for trial by jury. It is clear that the American court system was based on many of these things. Here we see that a jury trial and to be innocent until proven guilty are biblical concepts. When I read passages like this, it is hard for me to think that the Bible is old and irrelevant. It is actually shouting out relevance to our cultures today. People still accidentally kill. They probably need more protection than American culture provides. This tells me that the Bible is actually progressive compared to America. Notice that these cities were to be protected by none other than the family of Levi, one of Jacob's sons, who out of fierce revenge killed an entire town. God found a good use for his descendants, didn't he? Now they would be tasked with stopping people just like their own father. The simple fact is that we, as emotionally fallen sinners, are prone to take revenge even though God has told us to leave it to him. We shouldn't need cities of refuge, but God is actually protecting both parties. It would be very bad for the avenger to kill an innocent man during a time of great misjudgment. Then three people would die, not just one. Another important thing to see here is that these cities were for foreigners who lived in Israel as well. This was an unalienable right for those who lived there. It is important that we understand that these principles not only have stood the test of time, they are the very words of God himself. Even if they were brand new, they would be trustworthy because there is nothing more sure than God's word.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.